Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 10th day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Perek Misach Teklein, Perek Revi Mishnah Tes. Hanateas Karmoy al Shesh Esreyamo, Shesh Esreyamo. Person who plants his vine, vineyard, with a space of 60 numbers between each row. That's a large enough area, Mutter Lahaviz Zarasham, to be able to plant or to sow other seeds, other varieties, between the rows. And you don't have to keep away more than 6 tefachim from each row. Why? We judge them because their rows are so far apart, they're 60 numbers apart from each other, we view these rows of vines as single vines. A single vine, you only have to keep away 6 tefachim. Am Rabbi Huda, Maisa B'Tzalmon, there was a story in Tzalmon. It's a city in the Lower Galilee. Be'echod shenotas karmoi al sheshesrei sheshesrei amah, about a person who planted his vineyard with distances of 16 amas between the rows. Vo'yohoifech sar shtei shoris. And what he would do is he would turn around the hairs or the tops of the branches of the two rows of vines, letzad echad, to one side. He would turn them one to each other, so that the branches would not cover the seeds on the other sides of it. V'zareas anir. And then he would sow the ploughed area, which is left free with nothing over it, no overhang branches, at a distance of only 6 tefachim from each row. And he would use that area in between to plant the seeds. U'v'shana acheres, the next year, he would turn the tips of those branches, literally the hair. He would turn them towards the other side, to another side where he had ploughed the previous year. And now he will sow that karka, that area of land that was left fallow the previous year. And each year he would change the place where he sowed it, where he would sow the new produce and the place that was going to be left fallow. And the idea of this was to improve the growth of the produce, that the land or the karka that's being sown intermittently like that would yield much better crops. And this mice occurred, the shiloh was brought up to the chachamim. Is this all right? Says Rabbi Huda, they were matured, the Rabbanon matured, and that gives credence to what he has said, that gives a proof to what Rabbi Huda says, namely that where a person has planted them, has been careful to push them to the side or the one side, then we will allow him to plant in between them, even if there's not 16 amas. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afanoitea is Karmoy al Shmoinosh Man Amos Mutter. Also, a person who plants his vineyard in an area of 8x8 amas, that means he leaves between one row and the other at distances of 8 amas, just 8 amas. Mutter, it's permitted, meaning what? It's permitted to bring seeds of another variety between those rows. And this is because they both hold that there's no difference between a large vineyard and a small vineyard. As long as there's enough space of 8 amas between each row, the fact that their rows are not going to join together, and the fact that that's not a problem. And you only have to keep away 6 tefachim from each row. The only time they insisted on having 16 amas is with a kerem, a vineyard that's been destroyed. But a vineyard that's initially planted with the rows so far from each other, it's genug, it's sufficient to have a distance between one row and the other of 8 amas that they shouldn't join to become for a kerem. Mishnah Perek Hay, Mishnah Aleph of Kelon. Kerem Shechorot. If you have a kerem that's been destroyed, that means that some vines have been uprooted from it in many places, not just in the middle of it. It's not just karachas a kerem, like a bald spot in the kerem. It's all over. Trees or vines have been plucked out. Im yesh bo lalakeit eser gefonim leveisah. If there's at least going to be 10 vines in an area of a beisah, if you can find 10 vines like that, that's a beisah, is an area where you can sow a whole sah of wheat, which is an area equivalent to 2,500 amas by 2,500 amas, if you can get 10 vines, untuas kilchason, and they're planted. Kilchason, what does it mean, planted kilchason? They're planted in such a way where you've got two vines, opposite two vines, with a fifth one that's out there in the tail. Then, harisa nikra kerem dal. We then call such a kerem a light or a poor man's vineyard, where the vines are very few in number, like a man who's poor doesn't have much. But it still has the din of a kerem. And you're not allowed to sow in all of that kerem. And furthermore, you'd have to keep a distance of 4 amas before you can sow anything. But if you don't have these conditions, they're not met, then the vines do not join together to become a kerem, and they still retain their status as single vines, where you only have to keep 6 tvachim away and then plant your tree. Kerem shuhunotua barbuvi. If you have a vineyard that's planted in a mishmash, it's all over the place. The vines are not in proper rows. It's all mishmash. If you can work out and get a pattern of two vines opposite two vines, with the fifth one hanging out there, two opposite three, that means you have two opposite two and one hanging out there at the end. How is a kerem? That's considered like a vineyard, and you need to keep away of 4 amas a distance. However, if there is no way you cannot get anywhere in this great big vineyard, any situation where two vines are opposite two vines with the fifth one hanging out at the end, if you can't find that, v'imlav, ain't no kerem. It's not considered a kerem. And then you would only need to keep a distance of 6 tvachim from each vine. Rabbi Meir argues. Rabbi Meir, hoyil v'hunira k'savn sakramim. Because it looks like it has the design of vineyards, because you have the rows of vines, except that they're not exactly facing each other, not perfectly in lines. How is a kerem? It satisfies the condition of a kerem. It's called a vineyard, and you need to have the distance of four amas between from them, just like you need from any vine, any vineyard, any kerem. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Meir. It's like the Chachamim, and therefore, even if you can mechaven shteim k'neged shalosh, even if you can get this design of two opposite two with the fifth one hanging out, it's still not considered a proper kerem. It's called a kerem dal. It would be called a poor man's vineyard, and does not require the eight tvachim to be kept away.